The Alberta Indigenous Games 2022 is currently underway, with athletes from all across Alberta representing their communities. A different variety of games being played across the city. Ty Steinhauer, head coach of the Notorious DIG from Saddle Lake Cree Nation, says it feels good to see the event getting bigger and is excited to see his team play in the event.
It feels good. You know, when I was a player, it wasn't this big, and now it's huge. Like, there's like over 20 teams in the girls division, and I'm glad to be coaching such an incredible team. See, I'm looking forward to seeing them in action.
Waylon Oje, head coach of Big Stone Eagles from Wabasca, says he feels proud that this event is around for the youth and to be a part of a record amount of teams in volleyball in the AIG.
I feel, you know, incredibly proud that there's something available like this for the youth that wasn't around when I was young enough to be playing here. But yeah, it is really special, like you said, like to see the growth. My first year here, I think there was 500 or 600 participants in 2015. And like you said, it's grown exponentially. So, well, especially with our division, I think we have like record amount of teams in volleyball, so it's a lot of fun.
Narissa Carnell, a volleyball athlete from Black Labish's team Big Dig Energy, says it's great to be at AIG with new players and some veterans.
We're all excited. We brought some new girls out. We got some old girls back, and we're just excited. No, I think we're all just happy to be here supporting our communities, and we're just ready to go.
Alongside Narissa is her teammate Katie Nasham from Big Dig Energy, saying it's her first time playing at AIG and is proud to represent her community.
I'm kind of excited. I've never played an egg before. Just to represent my town and everything, play with some more girls, it would be nice. Yeah.
For Windspeaker Media News, I'm Daniel Barker-Tremblay.